with a look at Radio On The Go Sports for a Saturday morning. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. And for the first time in its five-year history, the APDNH boys soccer team will play at the state tournament. The United defeated Webster City 3-2 Friday in the sub-state final. As aired on 99 The Wave, John Mowinkle has more.
All three goals came in the first half. 5 minutes into the game, Aiden Merrill fired in a transition shot for a 1-0 lead, setting the tone for the half. Less than 10 minutes later, a corner kick gave Earhart Byrne a header shot, which found the net for a 2-0 lead, giving the United much more momentum. Near the middle of the half, Webster City's Abasai Ramirez Carmona answered to make it 2-1, which held for the next several minutes. With a minute and 34 seconds until halftime, Zion Uhlenhop delivered the final goal for a 2-goal cushion. Webster City scored early in the second half to cut their deficit to 1, and a would-be tying goal was waved off due to an offside call. The United defense deflected numerous shots for the rest of the game, hanging on for the historic win. Juniors Aiden Merrill and Earhart Byrne.
It's unreal, man. I mean, like, we've never done this before. We've been so close both years. I mean, it's just finally getting that is awesome. It's awesome.
I mean, program starting just a few years ago, this is an awesome feeling. It's a great group of guys. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Head coach Cody Cummings praised the defensive efforts.
They played great. The communication from Isaiah to our whole back line, everybody was playing great there and communicating well, picking up the runs and stepping and covering very well. A couple times our midfielders, you know, when we would step, our midfielder would switch in there and play some defense. So very, very team-focused effort back there. Everyone stepped up and played great back there.
Isaiah Olson recorded 6 saves.
APDNH is going to be the number 8 seed in the 2A tournament. The United will face top-seeded Gilbert, the host of the tournament, at least for the quarterfinal round. That'll be coming up on Monday evening, 7:30 p.m., and we'll have that on 99 The Wave. Also yesterday, girls state golf, as the girls were down at Boone for Class 1A. Zoe Thompson of North Butler was 9th after the first day. She was 9th after the second day. She finishes 9th place with a score of 166 for the Bearcats. Anya Vogel of AGWSR finishes 34th individually with a 184 at state girls golf. Also, Grundy Center, state runner-up finish for the Spartans with a 7-11 score, and that was played at Marshalltown at the American Legion course. Individually, Reagan Pekarik led the Grundy Center team with a 171. She finished 22nd overall, and Keely Cowton of Dighton-Hartford finished 25th with a 173. Baseball yesterday, it was Clarion Goldfield Dows over North Iowa, 11-8. Riceville defeated Clarksville 10-1. Dighton-Hartford snuck by Maquoketa Valley 3-2. Grundy Center over Marshalltown 9-2. Hampton-Dumont-Cal fell to Charles City in a close one 11-9. And the West Fort baseball team moved into the win column Friday night when they defeated Northwood Kensett 7-2. It was a game last night that aired on 104.9 KLMJ. And Jason Eaton reports.
The Warhawks wasted no time getting on the board, scoring 2 runs in the bottom of the first inning. West Fork's lead was cut to 1 in the third after Northwood Kensett's Bowen Bainey hit a home run over the left field fence. The Warhawks took control in the bottom of the fourth, driving in 4 runs to make it 6-1. Brett Baer had 2 RBIs in the inning after a triple scored Andrew Baker and Aiden Bonner. The Vikings scored 1 more run when Bainey hit his 2nd home run of the night. West Fork added 1 run in the sixth to make it 7-2. Freshman Zane Grady picked up the win for the Warhawks, striking out 7 batters. Connor Swenson came on in relief in the top of the 5th to close out the game for West Fork. For Grady, it was his first varsity win. The win did not come easy as he had to pitch out of a few jams, including a bases-loaded situation in the top of the 1st. Grady says he was able to work on those situations by not letting the moment get the better of him.
A lot of it was we made great plays behind me in the field. We were all talking. We were really loud. I don't know. I threw strikes. That was a good thing. Walked a few people. Wasn't in my head at all. That was really nice. And, yeah, we just made plays.
West Fork head coach Jake Wiseman says Grady's high baseball IQ and versatility made it an easy decision to start the freshman.
Well, I think the confidence comes from him. He's a very knowledgeable athlete. He can play anywhere in the infield, play the outfield if he needs to. So just his confidence coming in, I made sure he was ready for it. He said he was, so why not give him an opportunity?
With the win, the Warhawks move to 1-3 on the season. And next up for West Fork is a road game against North Butler on Monday. Taking a look at the scorecard from RadioOnTheGo.com for other scores on softball. The girls of Eagle Grove defeated Belmont Clemmy 2-0. It was Webster City over Clarion Goldfield Dows 9-2. The top-rated Clarksville girls softball team 8-0 over Riceville. Indians with a big win there. They are remaining undefeated. Hampton-Dumont Cal fell to Clear Lake in 5 innings, 10-1. Algona defeating Iowa Falls Alden in 5 innings, 8-0. North Butler over Central Springs with a win for the Bearcats 11-2. And it was West Fork girls defeating Northwood Kensett 9-1. Women of West Fork with the victory there. Iowa Falls Alden grad and University of South Dakota sophomore Jaden Damiano competed for the second time this week, running the NCAA quarterfinals of the men's 110-meter hurdles at the West Qualifier in Fayetteville, Arkansas. After earning an auto qualifier spot to Friday's round, Damiano ran 13.69. That was a tenth slower than he did earlier in the week. He placed 17th. The top 12 advanced to the NCAA championships, and the cut line was 13.49 seconds. So Damiano would have had to run a tenth faster than he did on Wednesday, but he ran a tenth slower. This was Damiano's second straight trip to the NCAA West qualifier after winning the Summit League Championship in the high hurdles this year, an event he was state champion in while at high school in Iowa Falls. The Iowa Woo will begin the Arena League football season tonight by hosting the expansion Monroe Greenheads. That'll be broadcast on 99 The Wave and Radio on the Go's YouTube channel. Coming off a 4-4 record last year in head coach Victor Mann's debut season, Iowa will look to make a return to prominence in a new-look league. Mann says he hopes to have the Woo better prepared to finish games strong.
The main thing was just our discipline in the way we approached the game, you know, and that started with me. You know, I really blame myself for us being 4-4 because I think we had the talent to be a lot much better. Just starting off the season, I mean, we lost to the champions, but, I mean, we had them on the ropes and we just didn't understand how to finish. So I blame myself by not having those guys ready to finish because, I mean, think about it. You play the champions in the first game with a new coach. You got them on the ropes. You got them down, I think, 20. I think we was up maybe 20. Could have been more, could have been a little less. And then to give the game up where we could have closed it out, you know, from the second half and beyond, I think that could have, you know, definitely changed the mindset of our team and the confidence that we played with. But that was on me for not having us ready during that time.
Known for his Division I college coaching tenures at Samford, Auburn, North Alabama, Akron, and Louisiana Monroe, the Monroe Greenheads are coached by Terry Bowden.
More than anything, I mean, definitely it's no X's and O study material for those guys, you know, with this being their first season. But, I mean, understanding Coach Terry Bowden's background, I mean, we know that he studied the game enough that he's going to have his guys prepared to be able to come and compete. So I'm just looking at, you know, some hungry guys that's going to be traveling, you know, all the way from Monroe, Louisiana, coming out here to see the Falls, you know, to try to compete to win. So I know that going into the game, so I know that we got to come, you know, with our best punches, you know, ready to get the job done.
Played on a 50-yard field, the 7-on-7 Arena Football League features throw-offs instead of kickoffs, no punting or extra points, with options for PAT tries to go for one from the 5-yard line or to go from the 10-yard line. You can go for two. Additionally, quarterbacks who show pass before running may also go outside of the hash marks after passing the line of scrimmage, and every player except the center is eligible as a receiver. With these rules, the league's goal is to produce With these rules, the league's goal is to produce a high-scoring, entertaining brand of football. After playing in the Hippodrome at the Cattle Congress for its first two seasons, the Woo have moved their games to the Unidome for this season. And again, you can listen to the Iowa Woo Indoor Football or go to the game as well. Tickets are available at the iowawoo.com website. Pre-game coverage, though, on the radio if you want to tune in, 6:50, followed by the throw-off at 7:05. Iowa basketball coach Ben McCollum says player retention was key as the Hawkeyes are building for next season. 10 players returned from a team that finished 24-13 and made a run to the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament.
We feel like we kept the right guys, and we feel like they can really take big steps in the right direction, and our program is going to be about development anyway. And so you need to make sure that you retain as many as you can possibly retain, especially in the infant stages of your program. You know, it's just, we're still You know, obviously we've made a nice run, but we're still in the infant stages of building that culture and building a program that can sustain itself year in and year out.
Summer workouts begin next month for the Hawkeye basketball team. Bowling Green transfer Cameron Petaway is looking to carve out a role in Iowa State's backfield. The native of Michigan is coming off a freshman season at Bowling Green in which he rushed for 365 yards and had a pair of touchdown receptions. Petaway feels his versatility is a strength.
I'm like a slot back. I can do special teams, get on the pass game. I can just contribute in any way needed.
And Petaway returned a kickoff for a touchdown at Bowling Green as well last year. The Cyclones returned to campus here for summer workouts this weekend. Let's take a look at what's going on. Again, Arena League football, the Iowa Woo hosting Monroe. That'll be on Radio On The Go, 99 The Wave, and YouTube. Also, softball today, AGWSR playing at the Mason City Newman Tournament, Clarksville at the Jerry Newton Classic up at Charles City, APDNH softball is at the Anamosa Tournament, and Jessup Softball Classic has South Hardin playing there. And in baseball, AGWSR playing in Fort Dodge at Iowa Central Community College, a doubleheader against Martinsdale St. Mary's. Noon and 2 are the games for the Cougars today. Don't forget, we have the Sports Beat programs coming up here with Radio On The Go today. The Mortz Water Company Sports Beat on 104.9 FM and the Sports Beat over on 99 The Wave by Brothers Market in Parkersburg. To begin the programs, the individual state boys golf medalist Judge Javarski of Grundy Center and Benny Waller of Applington Parkersburg will be featured, followed by those who competed in Saturday's events at the state track and field meet. On 99 The Wave, APDNH and Applington Parkersburg soccer players will be on the show. And also, the Iowa Woo season preview with head coach Victor Mann. Also on KLMJ, the girls soccer players from Wright County and Iowa Falls Alden will discuss their playoff wins, along with Wright County coach Miriam Menke and Hampton Dumont Cal coach Jackie Finley on the girls' side. Programs begin 8:30 p.m., the one here on KLMJ, the Mortz Water Company Sports Beat on 104.9 KLMJ, 10 a.m. for 99 The Wave for the Brothers Market Sports Beat program. Make sure to tune those in. You can listen back to them as well at radioonthego.com. That's going to do it for a Saturday morning of sports. A lot to get to. You have a great day.